Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. What is a blockbuster? Apparently, they were named after the American bombs in World War II that were so powerful they could flatten a city block. And as the winter holidays approach, the big studios are releasing their potential blockbusters. Real movies, not just Disney, Marvel, Star Wars drivel. Two new movies, Wicked and Gladiator 2, open this weekend. Perhaps in an attempt to duplicate the way Barbie and Oppenheimer drew crowds into theaters. Well, if they're both hits, I wonder what people will call them. Wickilator? Wickilator? Gladwick? Who knows? But in any case, this week I'm looking at those two big-budget Hollywood films, A Sword and Sandals in Ancient Rome and Songs and Dances in the Land of Oz. But before that, for something completely different, I'm looking at a low-budget horror comedy about Toronto toilets. Scared Shitless. It's censored. Directed by Viviano Caldinelli. Sonny, played by Daniel Doheny, is a depressed college dropout. Since his mom died of an unsuspected infection, he suffered from a pathological fear of germs. He relentlessly washes his hands after touching almost anything and is always armed with small plastic bottles of Pepto-Bismol to keep himself from being sick. He lives with his dad, Don Donahue, played by Stephen Ogg, the owner and sole employee of Donahue Plumbing. Unlike Sonny, Don has no qualms about getting his hands dirty. It's part of his job. So he decides to take a leap and bring his germophobic OCD son with him on his next assignment. Maybe the shock of plumbing will pull him out of his stupor. Luckily, it's an easy one. Old Mrs. Applebaum, played by Marcia Bennett, calls him almost weekly to help with a dripping faucet or a backed up toilet. I think she's just likes the company, he says. Sonny gets the dry heaves from looking at a toilet, never mind touching one, but he agrees to handle it. Meanwhile, all is not well at the Palmer Estates, the low-rise 1960s apartment building with the questionable plumbing that the characters live in. Turns out, one of the tenants is a mad scientist who has created an apocalyptic monster which is living within the building's pipes. The biologist, played by Kids in the Hall's Mark McKinney, channeling Captain Kangaroo. The beast is shaped like a giant fleshy tadpole, but with four lethal appendages dangling out of its razor-sharp gullet, big enough to bite off your head or your nether regions while sitting on a toilet. And when blood starts to appear in the toilet, Sonny suddenly realizes this is bigger than he thought. He turns to the building supervisor to call 911, but Patricia, the super, played by Chelsea Clark, who coincidentally was Sonny's classmate at university, refuses to make the call. The building belongs to her parents and she doesn't want any bad PR. So the two of them, plus Sonny's dad, bravely set out to find the trouble before it gets any worse. But are they too late? Scareless is a crude and funny comedy horror movie about a monster who lives in your toilet. Since it takes place in an apartment building, you get to meet all sorts of weird and kinky characters on the way, such as an elderly couple into S&M roleplay. I think it's trying more for the funny than for the scary, but that's fine with me. It's also very much a Toronto movie with both the main actors and the supporting ones, including perennial horror favorite Julian Richings, are recognizable as Toronto locals. Ogg, Doheny, and Clark are all fun in their roles, as is the monster itself, known as Project X. It's the creation of the legendary Stephen Kostansky, who previously brought us Manborg and Psycho Gorman. So if you're the kind of person who keeps copies of Fangoria hidden beneath your bed, I think you'll love Scared Shhless. Gladiator, directed by Ridley Scott. It's the early 200s in ancient Rome. Lucius, played by Paul Mescal, is a gladiator preparing for a fight in the Colosseum, but he's not there for the coins he might win or the chance of buying his freedom in some future date. He wants revenge, and he wants it now. He's a slave captured after a battle in Carthage, where his wife was killed. And he blames Marcus Acacius, played by Pedro Pascal, a much-admired general. Lucius was discovered by entrepreneur and kingmaker Macrinus, played by Denzel Washington, who thought he noticed rage in Lucius's face, just what a great fighter needs. But others are interested in him too. The crowd cheer for him, the senators scheme for him, and the two emperors, Geta, played by Joseph Quinn, and his brother Caracalla, played by Fred Hechinger, have ideas of their own. But it's Lucilla, played by Connie Nielsen, a major character from the first Gladiator movie 2 decades ago, who has personal reasons for him to stay alive. Who is Lucius? Why is he so important to everybody? And will he get the revenge he seeks? Gladiator is an epic action drama set within a decadent ancient Rome, complete with senators, citizens, plebes, gladiators, slaves, and the Praetorian Guard. I have a low bar when it comes to action movies. As long as they have good fights and chase scenes, it's acceptable. It's okay. This one, though, has so much more. A compelling plot with unexpected twists, great characters, and excellent acting. Paul Mescal plays the driven gladiator as a classic hero on a quest. Denzel Washington is nicely slippery, and Pedro Pascal is truly majestic as the military hero. The cast is rounded out by Derek Jacobi, who brought ancient Rome to a couple of generations as I, Claudius, and Little Britain's Matt Lucas as the MC. There are even quotes from Virgil in the dialogue. Virgil! Not your usual action movie fare. Gladiator 2 is not perfect. There's no romance or love, aside from filial piety. I thought the CGI animals, especially a vicious troop of man-eating monkeys, was ridiculously fake. And though it harkens back to the sword and sandal days of the 50s and 60s, Gladiator's no Spartacus, and Ridley Scott ain't Stanley Kubrick. But Ridley Scott still knows how to craft a totally watchable old-school Hollywood drama like almost nobody else. What can I say? I had a great time watching Gladiator 2. Wicked, directed by John M. Chu. It's the land of Oz. Elphaba, played by Cynthia Erivo, is a new student at Shiz, an exclusive boarding school, kind of like Hogwarts, but without much magic. Her dad, the governor of Munchkin Land, sent her there to take care of Nessa Rose, her beloved little sister. Elphaba doesn't get along with her roommate, the most popular girl in school. Glinda, played by Ariana Grande, is everything Elphaba is not. She's rich, frivolous, self-centered airhead. Who cares more about fashion than thinking. She wears pink frocks and tosses her blonde tresses from side to side to get whatever she wants. Elphaba is smart, diligent, and pure-hearted. She dresses only in black with 5-inch fingernails so as not to draw attention to herself. Why then is Glinda adored and envied while Elphaba is mocked and feared? It's because of her skin color. As Kermit the Frog said, it's not easy being green. But one person does like her. Madame Morrible, played by Michelle Yeoh. She believes Elphaba possesses magical powers. She just needs to learn how to keep them under control. If she does, perhaps one day, the kind and benevolent Wizard of Oz, played by an aw shucks Jeff Goldblum, may even allow her to visit the Emerald City. When her roommate Glinda hears this, she decides it's time to kiss and make up. And maybe she'll get to learn some magic too. But the relationship is complicated. Glinda is dating a dashing young prince, played by Jonathan Bailey, who seems more intrigued by the green-faced and moody Elphaba than by her. And Dr. Dillamond, their history teacher, is a goat. Animals were once equal to human here, but not any more. While Glinda is indifferent to their plight, Elphaba thinks animals must be respected and protected. With all these ideas whirling around Elphaba's head, what will happen to her? Is Glinda her friend or her rival? And will she ever get to meet the Wizard of Oz? Wicked is a spectacular musical about the origin of a misunderstood young girl who later becomes known as the Wicked Witch of the West. It's a whopping 2 hours and 45 minutes long, but you wouldn't know it. It whizzes by at a very fast pace. Even so, it's only part one of a two-part saga. It's based on a Broadway musical, which was adapted from the novel Wicked by Gregory Maguire, which in turn was a riff on the movie The Wizard of Oz and the L. Frank Baum books. Apparently, the musical was a huge hit and has a fanatical following. At the screening I went to, there were people loudly applauding after every solo. And I bet they also liked a scene where Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, who starred in the original stage production, sing a duet, sort of a play within a play. But I walked into this movie an absolute beginner, knowing nothing about it. Didn't matter. Wicked is an excellent movie. It's all shot on a set, but is cinematic, not theatrical. There's seamless editing, great acting, and impressive art direction. There are costumes. There are dozens of professional dancers twisting and leaping across the stage. Cynthia Erivo is a powerful singer and whose Elphaba is nicely empathetic. We can feel her. She's amazing. Ariana Grande may be a pop star, but she shows genuine talent here. A skilled actor with a beautiful voice. Okay, I'm not a devotee of Broadway musicals, but I really enjoyed Wicked. Wicked and Gladiator 2 open this weekend in Toronto. Check local listings. And Scared Shless is playing tonight at 9:30 p.m. as part of BITS, Blood in the Snow Canadian Horror Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, Cultural Mining.com.